I thought I heard a sound podcast.
Hey, this is Mick, and you are about to hear my conversation with Matthew Himes. He is an experimental artist out of Minneapolis who has an album out on his own label, Home Garden. It's called Cassiopeia Protection Songs for Guitar, and it's released under his moniker MHH. It's a brief conversation. We mostly talk about the album and some of its themes, and I hope you enjoy it. I think it's really fascinating that you have these really sort of lush scores. Seem like they're mostly performed on guitar, and that you are presenting these sounds as not only a way to enjoy something aesthetic, but also as presenting some healing and, you know, medicinal properties as well. I know that can be kind of controversial for some people when it comes to music, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about it and just sort of explain how you think that these ideas are relevant to and are explored through your record.
Thanks so much for having me. It's good to hear that the music has an impact. You know, you put these things out there and you never really know what resonates with people. So yeah, I don't know how you want to start. If we want to try to break down, you're talking specifically about the Protection Songs for Guitar album.
Yes.
It came out, I think it was February.
It was earlier this year. Yeah, you sent me a Bandcamp link then. Yeah.
Yeah, it came out earlier in the year. And that had been coming together probably over maybe 6 months or so of recording. I've started making music to try to feel as in touch with my own inner self and the music that I can make, you know, that's special to me, and trying to tap into this like very natural, intuitive, personal aspect in all of the work I've been doing over the last few years. And I feel like I'm getting somewhere with it. It starts to make more sense to me and be, you know, a lot of what I'm doing is trying to put intention into the work. And hope that if you really focus intention into the process, that, you know, that carries through, and that the listener maybe doesn't understand word for word what you're trying to put into it, but that the intention carries it through the work. So that's kind of the idea behind these protection songs. Is it's not claiming necessarily to, you know, it's not like a deadbolt for your door or something. It's not like claiming to actually offer protection like a candle that's magic, you know, but a lot of it is tapping into, it's more of like offerings, sort of asking for protection. So if you go through some of the themes of the work, a lot of it is medicinal is a good word for it. It's sort of a balance between herbs and flowers that have a long history of protective use. A lot of it's more in, you know, kind of a folk magic context of like a protective flower you would carry with you. And then the other balance is the Greek, mostly Greek and Roman gods of protection that are known of different aspects of protection or different roles where you would call on this goddess of agriculture to protect the seeds once they've been put in the soil, or these different ideas of different ways to call for protection. So the music is sort of mostly meant to comfort myself. But that hopefully other, you know, I mean, it just means, you know, to have it be like as true to yourself as it could be. It just feels very personal. And then you hope that it resonates with people. So you're making things, you know, to try to bring comfort to the people that you could share the music with. You know, you hope that it brings some level of comfort. The protection, I think, is mental rather than necessarily physical, but it's open to interpretation.
Oh, right? Okay. Yeah, right. Okay, so these are more prayers, is what you're saying. They're kind of
Yeah, okay. I didn't use that word, right? But okay. there is an aspect to that. If you go through, you know, the concepts of a lot of these, if you go through the titling, a lot of them are titles of, you know, it's the name of the goddess. And they're meant to summon protection and give emotional release for myself. But then they're offerings. So I wouldn't consider myself religious or necessarily worshiping these gods and goddesses. But I think if you're asking for help, this makes more sense to me than a lot of other things. So there's a spiritual aspect to the work, you know, in the sense that you're trying to, you know, that sense of healing or comfort is this like universal, very human base need, right? That like all of us hope for at some point. And if you're in an environment where you feel like you're at risk or in danger, you know, the senses go wild and a little calming energy can go a long way. So that's kind of where it's coming from, is sort of comforting myself and those close to me, and then hoping that it can help people, that people find some value in it, you know, that it can live on.
Of the Greek gods that you've selected for the album, how did you go about choosing these specific characters to sort of anchor your songs in? And what does that selection sort of communicate to the audience about your intentions and about the music?
The idea of the protection songs came early. And then I continued to kind of build work toward that concept. So a few of the first pieces weren't necessarily focused in the same way that some of the later pieces really became, you know, a little more conceptual in the building of the work. But it came together over a period of time. Some of them are just really great stories. The tracks aren't all the same. They have different kind of different vibes, and some of them feel a little bit more like a primordial giant than others. Some of them are kind of quiet and pastoral and feel a little more, you know, quiet and maybe a little more devotional, where some of them are, you know, a little more, you know, if you think of it as an offering, it's not necessarily the same as a prayer. If you do an offering, you would maybe bring, you know, some of the best of what you have, or some fresh fruit, or, you know, a bowl of spices, or like you would offer something of value that you have to trade. So some of it is just kind of bringing something with an intention, but they're just good stories. So the Argus is the primordial giant. It's mm-hmm. just a pretty cool story. So Argus was referred to as all seeing, and he was a giant with 100 eyes, and he was a watch guard that never fell asleep. So Argus was eventually killed by Hermes, who got him to fall asleep by playing his pipes until all of Argus's eyes closed, and then Hermes cut off his head. And after, the goddess Hera took the giant's eyes and set them into the tail of the peacock. So Argus represents this concept of all seeing and watchfulness. So the track is it's a meditative piece, but it has, you know, bass guitar and lap steel and kind of a shruti box drone. And it's dedicated to the all-seeing eye, with that idea of watchfulness kind of, you know, it's created with the intention of watchfulness as an idea of protection of one thing, you know, an aspect of protection. Got to keep your eyes open. So that's the idea for Argus. And then Quirites is an interesting one that was the first of the protection songs that kind of started forming the idea. And I live in South Minneapolis, and the neighborhood has been intense over the last few years. We live a few blocks from where George Floyd was murdered, and the uprising, you know, it's been a heavy few years here in South Minneapolis, but we're doing fine, really. There was a violent midday attack in my neighborhood. A woman was attacked unpacking her groceries in front of her house in the middle of the day. It was pretty upsetting. It was right around the block from my place. And that was, so that kind of triggered this idea of like, how do you deal with that? And what can you offer, really? So Quirtus was, I think the civilization, Sabina, is a goddess of protection, specifically motherhood. So Quirtus protected mothers and married women, and was shown holding a spear. So the piece is, it's from there's a lot more of it. It's from a longer improvisation, but kind of helped form that whole concept of these, an offering to summon protection, and to try to focus intention into the work to manifest protection. So Quirtus was this goddess of protection, and that track was one of the first that sort of set the spirit and tone of the album, and it sort of built from there.
Okay, that's very cool that it starts with a legend of a mother who's always watching over us, always kind of there when we need her, and then expanded into a whole album about watchful entities, guards.
Yeah, I like that.
This whole ecosystem that you give things to and you get things back from. That's very cool.
Well, thanks for having me again. It's just nice to be able to share a little bit of where it comes from. I'm happy people enjoy it and appreciate it. I do work under a few different variations of my own name. So my name's Matthew Himes, Matthew Hiram Himes. So MHH is the Protection Songs album. And then Hiram, my middle name, is more kind of ambient flute and synthesizer music. And then I've been releasing stuff under Matthew Himes that's more singer-songwriter folk-based. So three variations of my own name, and kind of staying busy with all of those. I just finished a Hiram project here this summer, a performance outdoors that was kind of the culmination of this summer of work. So there's some new Hiram music that'll come out soon, and then the new MHH album is ready, and kind of in final kicking into production modes on that. So I'm releasing that myself on our little label, Home and Garden Music. The new MHH, I think, probably won't come around until November, is my guess. We're still trying to iron out dates on everything. But it's in the same spirit and kind of a little bit different concept, but instrumental, mostly guitar-based. The new one is called Vervain, Music for Mind Travel. So there's a new website if you want to check me out, MatthewHiram.com. With some links and info on some of the projects I've been up to.
Yeah, you sound really busy. Yeah. Well, Matthew, I really do appreciate you coming on and talking to me and the audience for my blog about your album. Appreciate your time.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.